AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's national security advisor says the planned hostage-for-prisoner swap with Hamas does remain on track, but any release has been delayed until at least Friday. Sagar Magani on what the White House has been saying.
The agreement calls for a four-day pause, which would allow 50 hostages to be freed from Gaza in stages, in exchange for what Hamas says would be 150 Palestinian prisoners.
You can never have full confidence until you actually see hostages back in the arms of their families.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells ABC's Good Morning America the U.S. expects two American women and a child to be among those freed, but again is not entirely confident.
So we are going to wait as the families are waiting with bated breath.
Sullivan says nine American citizens and a green card holder are among the missing in Gaza.
We don't know for certain that all 10 are still alive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there's no indication of a terrorist attack after a vehicle crashed and exploded at a checkpoint on the American side of the Rainbow Bridge connecting the U.S. and Canada. Ricky Wilson witnessed it.
I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. It looked like slow motion. And I said, my God, it's a car. And it's a vehicle and it's flying through the air. He hit the concrete barrier probably right at the signal, God knows how many thousands of feet before the bridge.
Economic numbers, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. Overall, 1.84 million Americans are receiving benefits. Mortgage rates edged lower for a fourth straight week, a 30-year now averaging 7.29%, according to Freddie Mac. The 15-year also slipped to 6.67%. And in the Netherlands, an exit poll shows far-right anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders headed for a massive parliamentary election victory. This is AP News. Stocks started higher today and finished higher. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Trading was muted ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, keeping the market on track for a fourth straight weekly gain. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 184 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. NVIDIA lost 2.5% even after reporting blowout profits. The stock has more than tripled this year amid rapid growth in demand for its chips used in artificial intelligence applications. Deere, which makes tractors and other farm equipment, fell 3.1% after giving Wall Street a discouraging forecast. Crude oil prices closed lower after OPEC postponed a meeting to discuss production cuts. Treasury yields held steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.41%. U.S. markets will be open for half a day on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.